Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is another edition of the Juice on the Cues podcast. Wes Chang alongside Jim Stick Schulte, and we will get to a big weekend for the Syracuse lacrosse team, but we begin today's show with Syracuse football's spring game on Saturday. For the first time in the Fran Brown era, we got to see Syracuse in action in all three phases of the game. Jim, you were there covering. Overall, what'd you think?
Honestly, my big takeaway was that the teams, while they didn't even have their full complement of players, guys injured, so on and so forth, the skill position talent on offense looks a lot better than, especially as far as the number of guys who look like they can really contribute. That, to me, stuck out the most. Two different running backs who look very capable taking handoffs with the first team. And then, you know, three different guys getting a lot of a fourth guy getting a lot of attention at wide receiver, even with Aronde Guest and the second still not playing. They didn't show a lot of bells and whistles on offense. It was a lot of RPO, three wides and a tight end, and the tight end would either be split just off the line, like a tight slot alignment, or just offset, and then that might be just to be a little, not even like a tipping the hand thing as far as like a runner pass thing, but it was a lot of, three wides, one running back. A lot of the routes were, especially in the outside receivers, were just downfield, opening up space. And a lot of that stuff worked. I mean, Trevor Pena, who's been kind of a guy we really just wish would like stay healthy because we've seen what he can do, the teases of his speed and ability. I think it was a kickoff return for a touchdown as a freshman, and then some highlights here and there in the offense, but just, he was never able to consistently earn a role for various reasons in the offense. And he looked terrific just running across the middle of the field. He had four catches, and I think the shortest one was 23-yard gain. So just seeing that, like, there's a lot of talent and speed on that offense now that really should be able to make things work for the offense. I mean, spring game, it's very hard to judge, for me anyway, line play, because, I'm no expert in it to begin with. But then it's, not knowing what guys' assignments are, especially just in an RPO offense. I mean, and Kyle McCord was the only guy on that field wearing an orange jersey. So he was the only quarterback who was saying, don't touch. So it's kind of hard to gauge, like, are the top defensive line guys going as hard as they can? They didn't run a whole lot of blitzes on defense. Is the offensive line handling everything, which more or less they did? But at the same time, it's like, it was, I would imagine a lot of like the defensive line stuff was vanilla. We didn't see a whole lot of linebacker blitzing. There's in the first half from the first unit, I can remember one safety blitz with Justin Barron coming off the edge. And beyond that, I don't know how much resistance was designed for the defense. Coach Brown even said after the game, one of the questions was that he wanted to make things difficult for the defense to see how they respond. A couple of times, instead of starting offensive drives at the 25-yard line, he had them start the 40. That's one of the things Coach Brown cited as, turning up the sliders and the difficulty level for the defense, if you will.
So I think the takeaways here for a couple things you mentioned, they didn't show too much on offense. And I was speaking with a recruit after the game who attended, and he said that he had a chance to speak with, offensive coordinator Jeff Nixon after. And Jeff Nixon said the same thing to him, which is we ran very vanilla. We want to keep everything off tape. There's a couple things we want to do in the fall that are going to really surprise a lot of people. And we didn't show that here. And he didn't want to really discuss scheme and he didn't want to put that on video. So I certainly understand that, especially in a spring game, you're just kind of trying to run through your offense. So I get that. That's one takeaway I had, is that you're just not going to glean a lot from what you're going to see in the fall. The other thing, and I think you pointed it out when you wrote about your takeaways from the spring game, is that in the past you'd have maybe, 5,000 people in the stands. Fran Brown comes in, suddenly there are 15,000 people there. So you can tell there's palpable excitement behind this team and what Fran Brown's done in the 6 months he's been there. Triple the amount of people you normally get to come for a spring game. So on the field, I know we have to talk about that. So at least we kind of got to see, if not the bells and whistles that you were referring to, at least the philosophy that Syracuse is going to adopt. Their alignment's no longer 3-3-5. They're going to run the 4-2-5 defensive alignment. I think that helps them keep up with the speed in the ACC. So you kind of have, guys, and you only have two actual linebackers. But I think in that four, you have kind of that hybrid safety, outside linebacker skill set. So that kind of makes up for the lack of a third linebacker in there. And we've seen Syracuse try this before on offense, but they have this run pass option. They didn't have the athletes before and the speed on the outside to really stretch those defenses out. And again, I know you talked about this and wrote about it, Jim, but I want to point out what you saw with Zeed Haynes, who comes over from an SEC program, and you see that there is ACC level speed on the field that can be a real threat downfield. We saw that Syracuse barely threw it downfield at all last season, even when Garrett Schrader was healthy. I think we're going to see a lot of that with Kyle McCord now being able to air that down the field. And of course, what that does is it opens up the running game. You have thunder and lightning, right? You have the freshman, Yassine Willis, who's more of the power back. And then you have LaQuint Allen, who's more of that speed back who can really juke and shift his way through. So you have two different styles of running backs who are going to find those lanes. And then you have, again, I think we have not seen this kind of speed to the outside really since I think Doug Marrone was head coach of Syracuse. And that's, we're talking like 10, 15 years ago now. So
the 2012 offense was an outlier.
Right.
Right.
So they had that kind of speed then. I think they have it again now. We have Fran Brown to thank for that. So one of the I talked about, McCord throwing downfield to Zeed Haynes. So speaking of McCord, Jim, I know you have a lot of opinions on it. So what did you like and what did you not like from what you saw from him in the spring game?
Again, as with the caveat that they didn't do a whole lot of different stuff. The one thing I did like was they're not afraid to throw downfield. I mean, I know that this was something that we'd seen a problem with Garrett Schrader because he was not the most accurate quarterback. He was terrific. This is not to speak ill of him. Guys have strengths and weaknesses. Long ball accuracy was not his, one of the leading cards in his hand. But McCord, more often than not, was accurate on deep balls. There was a couple that were short, like Daryl Gill Jr. had a long, pass down the sideline that he caught, but he had to make an adjustment where he basically almost stopped about a 30-yard downfield pass where he basically had to stop and like the defender, ran past him actually.
Heck of a catch though.
Caught it while going to the ground. Exactly. And he wasn't the only guy who was, you mentioned Zeed Haynes downfield constantly. There was a lot of big plays out of the pass game. And I don't know how directly it's involved with how well the first team offense did with running the ball, but that speed on the outside design and that RPO is to take defensive backs and safeties away, create space underneath, especially in the middle of the field for shorter routes, but also get guys out of the box and open up running lanes. LaQuint Allen looked like he's ready for the season to start right now. You said he's part of the lightning side of the thunder and lightning. I don't want to discredit him. There's thunder there also. But Yassine Willis, I mean, for a true freshman, I mean, obviously on campus in January, she's been there for a semester. Coach Brown talked previously this winter, and again, it came up in the post-game press conference about how Willis has remade his body.
And he already had a great body before that, and that kind of shows he was one of the crown jewels of that 2024 class, right? He's a four-star, Rivals top 250.
The flip for Pitt is I suspect the fan base is going to be grateful about that one for a long time. But like with him lowering his body fat and simultaneously adding weight, he's going to be trouble. He is. I don't want to put like expectations, but there are.
Let's put expectations.
Even though he fumbled late in the game, there are two.
And Jeff Nixon has been talking about that, right? Like he really highlights Willis as one of the guys who's going to be in competition, I think, for all ACC freshman team, if not all ACC player of the year with some of the things that we see him do. So let's put some expectations on him because this is a podcast, right?
Sure, why not? The one fumble at the end, he was fighting for extra yards in a scrum, and there was no way to ID even on replay who stripped it away. There were like three guys. He was in a pile of three linemen, and who knows? He was fighting for extra yards in the fourth quarter of the spring game, he had somewhere around. He had his number of carries was in the teens in the game, and I think he had a half dozen of them that went for double-digit yards. He's going to be someone opposing teams have to worry about. But getting back to your original question about McCord, circling back, the willingness to throw downfield, the accuracy was a little hit or miss, mostly on depth. It seems like it's still like there's still a little bit of timing issue, and that may be something that goes a little more further down as he gets beyond like the top two receivers or the top three receivers. Something that they're definitely going to be working on when Gadsden is cleared to practice, because there's no way he's not going to be involved. I think with the way that he has been, quote, a tight end, end quote, to this point of his career, he's probably not going to be one of the deep threats, but he's going to be one of the guys who's a beneficiary of guys like Zeed Haynes and Amari Hatcher taking the lid off on those deep routes and creating seams in that 8, 12, 15-yard area where Gadsden can just roam free. And I think that's going to be he's going to be a very important part of like keeping the chains moving. The number of receivers who played and got attention was really impressive. The downside of that for some part of the fan base is that I don't think Dan Villari is going to be a big part of this offense. I know this team would not have made a bowl without him at the end of last year. Full stop. But he is, filled in at running back. He had that, against Georgia Tech, he completed 14 of 14 passes for 59 yards. But as a tight end, he's not going to be a big play because he's going to be out of the receivers. He's going to be that fourth option, clearly, because I think it's going to be, Haynes and Gadsden. And I don't know who the third receiver is going to be on the field, but Hatcher or Pena or Gill plays his way into a bigger role. Plus two running backs who can get the ball. We know LaQuint Allen can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think Villari is going to be kind of an odd man out almost, where he gets a role where he might get two, maybe three targets a game, even if this ends up being a pretty high-powered offense.
So I was speaking with my friend earlier today. He's an Ohio State alum. He's a booster, and he's watched McCord for 3 years now. So he said the two things he's seen from McCord during his time as a Buckeye is he really struggles with decision making. And I think that's the byproduct of wanting to air it downfield consistently, which is going to be a hallmark of the Syracuse offense, and also his accuracy, which you touched on. So there was that great route that McCord and Haynes connected on for a touchdown on Saturday. I will say that it looked like it was slightly underthrown, maybe by a couple yards, and Haynes made a good adjustment and he ended up walking into the end zone. So it wasn't that big of a deal. But I think overall, he seemed to have a pretty good command of the offense. And given that Syracuse wasn't even able to throw downfield by the end of the 2023 season, McCord does give you that ACC caliber quarterback, and he brings a lot of experience into that system. So, one other thing, I wanted to point out is Syracuse received two commitments from visitors over the weekend. Haleem Muhammad, Deontay Sheffy committing to Syracuse. Muhammad, a 2025 three-star receiver out of the Hunt School in New Jersey. Again, Syracuse really focusing on the Northeast. And speaking of the Northeast, Sheffy, he's a four-star running back from the Keystone State in Pennsylvania. And again, you talk about four-star running backs from Pennsylvania. You have Willis now, you have Sheffy coming in, both four-star caliber prospects. It shows you the kind of ability that Syracuse is bringing in. Then earlier today on Monday. Syracuse beating out Pittsburgh and Maryland for three-star 2025 wide receiver Zion Bradell. So again, more recruiting action coming out of that spring practice. And Syracuse not only reloading what they have now in the portal, but they're also looking to add people in these later classes. Syracuse now up to eighth overall with 16 commitments in the 2025 class. When's the last time you saw something like that, Jim? The answer is never, by the way. Spoiler.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't mean to laugh because it's funny. I laugh because I am incredulous at the fact that it's eighth, which is because it's, I mean, I was a Syracuse student in the first half of the 1990s. That was probably when it was last as good as it ever got at Syracuse. And recruiting websites were not nearly, like, recruiting rankings were a thing, but they weren't nearly what they are now. And so, like, that was probably like the heyday of talent in the last three decades. And it seems like if these things hold up, it's obviously a long way to when papers get signed for commits. But if things hold up to that point, it's definitely going to be almost a new era for the Syracuse football program.
And speaking of recruits, Matthew Hahn, who's in that vaunted 2025 Syracuse class, he's a commit. He'll join us on the other side of the break. This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Back on the Juice on the Cuse podcast, Wes Chang here with you. And earlier in February, Syracuse received a commitment from local CBA offensive lineman and one of New York's top prospects, Matthew Hahn. We welcome him on the program now. Matt, thanks for the time. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, Matt, we'll get you started on this one. How does it feel to be committed to Syracuse?
I'm feeling really blessed. You know, me and my family are really happy. It was a hard decision. It was a long decision, but we feel it's the right decision for sure.
You mentioned it being a long, hard decision. What were some of the top factors in deciding on Syracuse?
So when I came down to deciding what school I wanted to go to, I really wanted to like the program, like the academics, like the campus, like the coaches, and believe in what the coaches were doing. And really, that's all Syracuse had. I really believe in what Coach Fran's doing. I really think the program's going in the right direction. I like the campus. They have my major, so all those little components kind of fit together into why I wanted to come to Syracuse.
So what do you want to major in?
I'm going to major in mechanical engineering.
So you picked the easiest possible major.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so was playing near home a factor for your decision as well?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the main factor, of course, but it definitely helps, you know, being around people I know, being close to my family, being close to, you know, CBA still, all that stuff. So I'm really excited to be able to play, you know, for the hometown teams and stuff.
You talked about Coach Fran before. What do you think of him and the new staff?
Yeah, so I really think the culture he's bringing in is really a positive culture. So with old staff, you know, I really like the program with old staff too. But, you know, when Coach Fran came in, it really just was a whole turnaround with the intensity, the culture, like what he wanted to bring and how he, you know, the goal for him is to win the national championship. And same with the rest of the coaching staff. They're really intense, but they're really good coaches. They're really great guys. They're great recruiters, great people. And they're really, you know, I'm excited to play for them the next couple of years. And I believe in what they're doing.
So, Matt, when you look at rivals, you'll see that Syracuse is currently in the top 10 in the country in their 2025 class. You're a part of the best recruiting class in Syracuse history. How does that make you feel?
I'm really excited to be a part of the 2025 class. And I've talked to a lot of the guys, and we're excited, you know, to be building this program, and we're excited for to play together and all that sort of thing. And I know that just really shows how we all believe in what Coach Fran's doing. That's why we all committed so early and why, you know, so many good players committed, and we're excited to play together for sure.
Matt, you mentioned the differences in Dino Babers and Fran Brown. You've been at spring practices for both coaches. What are the biggest differences that you've seen?
So it's a lot more focused and a lot more detailed, right? The coaches are intense, right? They'll be hard on you, but at the same time, they're right there coaching you. They're, you know, standing with you. They're coaching through the different points of, like, what to do. They're really, like, active. You know, they're running around. They're talking to you, talking with other coaches. You know, it kind of feels like a game environment every practice, and I really like that. I really think it prepares, you know, the players well. I'm really excited to, you know, be a part of that, and I think they really know what they're doing.
How about Dale Williams, the new offensive line coach? You're going to spend a lot of time with him in the future. What do you think of him?
Yeah, so I've talked to him a lot, and I think he's a great guy. I like how he coaches. I saw him coach multiple times, and he's a hard coacher, but he's a tough coacher, but he's coaching, you know, with you. He's coaching you through the points. He's, you know, just telling you what, you know, how you need to do things, what you need to do, different techniques, all that sort of thing. And he's a really nice guy, and I'm excited to be playing for him.
Matt, one of the factors you mentioned your commitment was that familiarity. And part of that is your current CBA teammate, Darren Williams. He committed to Syracuse along with you. So how does that feel to see that CBA to Syracuse pipeline?
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, he was the first person I pulled when I committed. And, you know, we're just really excited with each other for another couple of years. And you know, we've done great things here at CBA, and we're hoping to bring some of that winning CBA culture into Syracuse and do the best we can to, you know, win a national championship, because, you know, in the end, that is the goal.
So you know a couple things about winning championships. CBA has won back-to-back New York State championships. Part of the reason for that is Bruce Williams, your offensive coordinator, former great at Syracuse and CBA. Have you spoken to him about what it takes to have a successful career at Syracuse?
Yeah, so, you know, he was really supportive and really good in the process. And the main thing, he wanted to make sure that he kept it, you know, him being a Syracuse alum separate from my recruiting. So he never, you know, pressured me. He never tried to, you know, make me go to Syracuse. He helped me find the best fit for me. But, when, you know, when I told him, I, you know, this is the place for me, I want to go to Syracuse, he was really excited. You know, he was talking about, like, his career and about what he did at Syracuse. Excited, you know, to see me and Darian play and see his players play, you know, in the Dome. And I sure are really excited about that, for sure.
Matt, we've been in touch for a few years now following your recruitment. For those listening who haven't seen your tape, tell me about the kind of guy you are on the field and also off it.
So I think on and off the field, I'm one of the hardest working people you'll see. I'm always putting in the work. I'm in, you know, on the field, in the weight room every day, doing some sort of training, working with the O-line, working to get fat bigger, faster, stronger. So I really think it's important as an offensive lineman especially to work hard, have a good work ethic, because, you know, it's not an easy position, right? Probably physically, you know, one of the most demanding positions there is. And to be a hard worker, to, you know, have a good mindset really, you know, brings that about and really helps you to develop into a better offensive lineman. So I'm excited about that and to bring that to Syracuse.
Matt, thanks for taking a couple minutes with us. Good luck this fall as you go for back-to-back-to-back championships. We look forward to seeing you on campus later this year. Thanks so much for the time.
For sure. Thanks for having me on.
Matt Hahn, ladies and gentlemen. Matt had over a dozen offers, including Boston College, Duke, Rutgers, Harvard, Cornell, and Columbia. I think it goes without saying this is a huge get for Syracuse and Fran Brown, who's spoken about keeping the best New York players at home. He's definitely done that with both Darian and now Matthew. We will take a quick break and wrap things up here on the Juice on the Cuse podcast, and I'm Wes Chang.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD streaming audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning your trip to the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, a Foxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Back on the Juice on the Cues podcast, Wes Chang alongside Jim Stickshulte. Jim, let's wrap up the show. You've got some closing thoughts on a running back entering the portal from Syracuse's side.
Yeah, as spring ball wound down Friday, it was announced that Jawan Price, who had transferred to Syracuse from New Mexico State, was entering the portal. And it was interesting to me because I happened to notice someone wearing a Price number 28 jersey on the blue team sideline during the spring game, which I thought was odd because it was within the last 36 hours before that. It was like, hey, I thought he's leaving. And so it's obviously, I don't think it's a big deal. I think what it is that Price has 1 year of eligibility left and saw that he was going to be at best running back number three. Things probably didn't work out the way he'd hoped when he was transferred here, but I thought it was a very classy thing for him to be on the sideline during the spring game. It is, again, it's a meaningless thing, but we hear talk about, you know, family is a big thing you hear regardless of who the coach is as far as recruiting goes. It's been one of the things that's been under Coach Fran Brown. They've talked about a lot in recruiting. And to see that, because it is a completely innocuous thing, even though he's leaving the program, to let him still be with his soon-to-be former teammates. I mean, I'm sure it's just something where Price has 1 year of eligibility and he wants to play because it's going to be his last chance to play football almost without a doubt. And I just thought it was just something that no one brought any attention to, anything like. It was just nice to know that that kind of thing exists in this program, even though he's a guy who's on the way out. But it seems like it's on good terms on both sides, for sure.
Yeah, I think that speaks to the coaching staff, too, in terms of, you know, the way it ends is also important as how it begins. And I think they wish him luck. And I think he understands the situation that he is the number three or if not four running back. And it works out best for everyone that he enters the portal. Also, Syracuse is probably going to use that scholarship. My understanding is that they need another quarterback after seeing how things worked out in spring practice to back up Kyle McCord. So they're going to probably use that scholarship and use it well. And Jim, I wanted to close the show on lacrosse. You know, Syracuse clinching the number two seed in the ACC tournament. It was a dramatic 18-17 win over number four Virginia at the Dome. And if there were any lingering doubts about whether Syracuse was going to return to the NCAA tournament this year, you can forget about that because Syracuse finished the season 11-4, 3-1 in the hyper-competitive ACC. They won without hearing much from their top gun, Joey Spallina, but Owen Helts really stepping up with 8 points to lead the Orange. I've been saying this for weeks now, but Syracuse lacrosse is back, and it's really great to see. That's it for us. For Jim Stickshulte, this is Wes Chang. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cues podcast presented by Rivals.com and Believe, and we will see you next time.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning your trip to the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.